The UN's Human Rights Committee issued a statement Thursday saying the U.S. is out of compliance with the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that the U.S. signed in 1992. Florida is among four states that impose lifetime bans on voting rights for ex-felons unless they can successfully appeal to a clemency board. Of the nearly 6 million former felons in the U.S. who cannot vote, about 1.5 million are in Florida. The ACLU of Florida's Director of Advocacy, Joyce Hamilton Henry, was part of a delegation that recently traveled to Geneva to testify before the UN committee. She says Florida's policy has become more restrictive under Governor Scott's administration.
Well, I think that what we see is the entrenched position to make it very hard for individuals to get their rights restored. We saw that there was movement in the right direction under Governor Chris in 07, where thousands of individuals were able to get their rights restored, compared to under Governor Scott, where we are only seeing a couple of hundred.
The UN statement calls on Florida and other states to automatically restore voting rights to felons upon completion of their sentences. The International Covenant is not legally binding. There are companion bills in the State House and Senate that would help bring Florida law into compliance with the International Covenant, but neither is making progress through the legislative process. John Davis, WGCU News.